So, there's a new deadline coming out if you are a business owner and you have a LLC. Some things that you need to take care of before the end of the year if you've had your business before 24.
Yes.
So, go ahead, Mel.
Oh, let me take it away.
Tell me a little bit about it.
So, the beneficial ownership information report is for the United States government to have that information on standby just in case of any laundry for money, anything as far as stealing information, selling information. Of course, y'all know about the Social Security ordeal that went on
because we were part of that breach.
That right here, it's supposed to help prevent that. But however, you have to get it done before January 1st, 2025. So as you sitting here thinking about it, like, man, do I really need to do this? Yes, you do. It is required by all states and governments that you may believe in and live in, and it must be done before January 1st, 2025, nor later. So during this during this time, if you do miss the deadline, I believe it's for $500 a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Up to 2 years
mm-hmm. in prison. And
serious.
Yeah, and there's a little kickback that they can also, also when you get out of prison, you got to pay another fine.
Jeez.
Up to how much?
Like $1,500.
What?
Really? Okay.
But that's,
you plan on keeping that business, then you may want to go ahead and take care of that paperwork.
$500 a day?
Unless you dissolve the business.
Before the deadline,
and then starting after the deadline.
I mean, but you have move fast. You know what I mean? And then you got to think all that energy and time and effort that you put in building this company, LLC or corporation,
and then trying to dissolve it before that.
You know what I mean? So hey, just get it done. There is a step by step on YouTube if people don't feel comfortable actually having somebody to help you as far as lawyer or some type of benefactor. So YouTube has great step-by-step videos. It's free, so you ain't gotta pay nobody. So that's why I brought up the YouTube notion. So go ahead, take advantage. But if you do have a good mouthpiece, as I call it, to help you with these problems, make sure they get it done before January 1st, because lawyers do have a tendency to forget. You already know I have one myself. So get it done and out of the way. But if you want to do it yourself, you can also go to Bio E-Filing. Just Google it and it will pop up as Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. It will have a help and resource at the bottom to give you all the proper information. And from there, it will also give you multiple choices for filing. So you can do it as a PDA or you can do it online. So they give you other options as well to actually print it out. And I believe that you can mail it in. So get that out of the way, man. Please, somebody can't afford $500 a day, especially in our economy. So tell your loved ones, tell your friends, spread the word.
Man. I'm just thinking.
Right.
Two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Up to 2 years in prison or a $10,000 fine.
Oh, $10,000. Thank you.
Oh, wow. $10,000 fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Said, well, anything after 2 years, shoot, you might as well keep me in there. I ain't paying 10 grand.
Yeah. It says there are very few exceptions. Not making money is not an exception.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what I was going to ask. If you can actually prove that your business did not make money, then what are the ramifications of you not filing this information? But I guess it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, because they really, I guess they're cracking down on all the corrupt policies and things that have been going on in the pharmaceutical, especially this year, with the uppricing on inhaling insulins and all that.
Yeah,
we pay 10 times as much as any other country on our medication.
Really?
On everything.
Yeah, in general.
Everything.
So I just recently got my father some medication and he paid $983.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like a 90
with insurance supply? Or yeah, out of pocket?
It was a this a 30 day.
Oh, out of pocket?
Out of pocket.
Oh my god.
Out of pocket. So, you know, families are dealing with it. I mean, he got it. Thank God that my dad is financially okay. Mm-hmm. But just to pay that every time I need my medication, mm-hmm. it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to change this ASAP. So, but make sure you guys go do that e-filing.
Yeah, and it says that if you want to see if you qualify for an exemption, visit FINCEN.gov/BOI. So if you want to see if your business qualifies for an exemption, visit that website.